For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the second Saturday of the month. It's also graduation day on Saturday, the 11th. And Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus joins me for his thoughts during the second Saturday conversation on KASU. One thing I know that you're excited about is some numbers were released recently about retention rates, and that Arkansas State University Jonesboro, I think you were talking about that Arkansas State has made some gains, not where you want it to be, but getting closer.
Sure. It's really important to me because I care so much about students is their experience here is to retain our first-year students. And so traditionally we have been around 70 to 74, 75% retention of first-year students. While that sounds pretty good, and it's above average for the country, it still represents that we're losing 25% or 30% of our first-year freshman class. And our goal ultimately is get that number down to 15% or to attain a goal of 85% retention. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I did when I first got here is I created something called the Chancellor's Commission on Completion. And the task of that group is to look at everything we're doing on our campus to figure out how we can improve retention. And a large part of that is getting students connected with the university and make sure that they know what all their options are. When they're making that decision about not coming back here in the fall, do they know that they've exhausted all their options? The number one reason people don't come back is money. But the number two reason is not feeling connected, and so we're trying to change both those aspects, raising more money for scholarships, but also making sure people feel connected. And so last fall, we experienced the record highest retention rate, 76.6, in the history of Arkansas State, which is a step forward, but only partway towards our goal. We still have a long way to go. The good news is that was the highest increase in the state of Arkansas, and so many universities are struggling and actually falling back from the retention rates, and we're actually increasing. So we're turning things around in an era when people are less likely to need to go to college because there's so many jobs out there, because of the economy, when education has never been more expensive than it is now. Mm-hmm. To improve your retention rates in that climate, it's really remarkable, and it's a testimony to our faculty and staff who have really bought into this idea of every red wolf counts.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask. Besides that, are there other factors that might be contributing to maybe the retention rates that are increasing?
Well, the economy has a huge impact, and the cost of education, yeah, and people feeling connected. But another part of it is people feeling like they understand why they're here. Mm-hmm. And so do they have experiences in the classroom, outside of the classroom, that they believe are leading them towards a goal of getting a job when they leave here? Students are much more oriented to life after A-State than they were back when you and I were students. I was just going to college. I wasn't thinking about my job when I left here. They are much more attuned to that. And so if they feel like they're not getting that connection that the education they're getting here is not leading them towards that connection, that can be a struggle point for them. The other thing that we recognize is that some students come to Arkansas State not very well prepared for college. The remediation rate, mm-hmm, for English and for writing and for arithmetic is super high in the state of Arkansas. And a large proportion of our students come here and have to remediate. That is, they're taking a college prep course their first year. And so we're working really hard on fixing that by creating more opportunities in our writing programs and our math programs for students to have more success early on. Because not doing well in writing and math your first semester at Arkansas State or even your first year can really have an impact on the rest of your classes and can help students make a decision not to come back if they're struggling in those two disciplines.
Dr. Kelly Damphus joining us here on KASU as part of our second Saturday conversation. Yeah, it was interesting. I'm looking at a Facebook post that Dr. Chuck Welch, the system president, put out on April 26th, and this is what he says. He says, quote, "Think something special isn't happening at Arkansas State University? Total endowment holdings have increased 102% since 2012. Scholarship endowments have increased 59% since 2012. 65% of endowed faculty positions have been created since 2012, and Red Wolves license plate sales have increased 101% since 2012. Your thoughts?
Well, what that is indicative of is our friends and our alumni who are, now that they've established themselves in their careers and their families, are thinking back to what helped them be successful. And what helped them be successful was a degree from Arkansas State University. Mm-hmm. And now that they're in a position to help out, they are actually doing that. So the fact that we're doubling, in some cases, some of those categories, doubling the number of gifts and the amount of money that's been given since 2012 is just remarkable. The pride that our alumni have in their institution by having those Red Wolf license plates, those are driving around billboards for us. Every time someone buys one of those, it helps we use that money for scholarships, but also helps people recognize that maybe that's a Red Wolf alum or a Red Wolf supporter that's driving around the streets and the highways of Arkansas. And so those are ways that people are deciding to give back to Arkansas State, and they have tremendous assistance, help us retain more faculty. We talk about retaining students a lot, but retaining faculty is vitally important as well. We don't want to lose the faculty that we've worked so hard to train and get prepared to do really well, to lose them to another university because of salary or whatever reason that they might want to leave as well. Mm-hmm. So having those endowed professorships, having that money available for scholarships, all those things help us to be a better university. Now, our endowment is remarkable compared to what it was recently, but we still have a long way to go to improve that, because that helps us have a lot of stability. And when times get really tough, when the economy becomes volatile, many universities struggle if they don't have that kind of endowment to fall back on if they need to.
Right. And I think that's kind of indicative of the community support that Arkansas State has always had, but it seems like it's really been over the past couple of years. I mean, the community, that public-private partnership between Arkansas State and the communities that A-State serves really seems to be increasing in a very good way.
Yeah, I see that everywhere. I see, even just driving around downtown and seeing businesses having Red Wolves stuff painted on their windows for Paint the Town Red. Mm-hmm. You know, that was meant to be done for a 1 week football weekend in the fall. And people leave those things up all year because they're really proud of their university. And even people who didn't go to Arkansas State, they still think of Arkansas State as their university, which makes me even more proud.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about some big moves that's taken place. We have a new provost that's coming. With Dr. Alan Utter will be coming to Arkansas State University as an ex-provost and executive vice chancellor for academic affairs. Kind of your thoughts on what Dr. Utter will bring to Arkansas State.
So last time I was here, we were talking about just about getting ready to make the announcement.
Sure.
About him being hired. And now we can talk about openly about his candidacy. And he came to campus with two other candidates and really was very impressive. He's currently a sitting provost at Texas Women's University. He also has worked as a vice president for research at Appalachian State. And so he's been at a university that's like us. He's worked as a provost, so he knows what that job's all about. He's a former student athlete, a faculty athletic representative, and so he's got a lot of things in his background that really set him up to understand how universities work and how a university like Arkansas State University works. We've been blessed with great leadership from Lenita Cooksey for the past several years. She helped us get through some really tough times here at Arkansas State. She told me that when I first got here, she was thinking about retiring, and I begged her to stay on for another year because I really needed her to help me get through the transition period. But once she decided to step down and to retire from her position, we were looking for someone who was going to come in here and have the ability to lead our faculty into the changes that are coming across the university. You know, we're engaging in a strategic planning exercise university-wide, and the next few months we'll be making some significant decisions about what the university will look like in the next 10 to 15, 20 years.
Right.
Because those changes have to start now. And Alan is an innovative guy. He's very good at communicating. I think the faculty will grow to trust him because he has their best interests at heart. Because he understands, even though sometimes it's easy to get caught up and think about students being the heart of the university, the faculty are also the heart of the university as well. And he's got a really good sense about where the university is situated and where we can go from here and the strengths that we have to capitalize on. Because we have a lot of strengths here. It's easy to sometimes as an insider to forget all the great things that are happening in Arkansas State. An outsider coming in can see all these great things that are happening here and saying, how can we capitalize on this to take us to the next step?
All right. What impressed you most about him?
He's got a very calm demeanor. He's very earnest. And his experience as having been a provost at a kind of a unique institution, Texas Women's University is unique. It's growing a lot, but it's an all-women's university, and it's not a research university per se. and like we are. And so it's a little bit different than us. But I spoke with his current president, and she said that he had come in there and done a lot of really good things trying to get them to move into a more research orientation. His previous experience as being a vice president for research at Appalachian State really served him well. You know, we just changed our designation from being an M1 institution, which is a master's institution, to being a research institution, or R2 institution, with very high research doctoral research designation. And as we move into configuring ourselves more as a research institution, he will be well-placed in helping us decide what that looks like at a place like Arkansas State. What a university like us wants to guard against is orienting ourselves too much towards research and forgetting our teaching mission. Mm-hmm. And there's always some angst between those two classifications about what professors do, research on the one hand and teaching on the other hand. I think Alan will be able to bridge that gap very well and will provide tremendous leadership in that area.
Very good. So he'll be coming on campus here pretty soon.
Yeah, he'll be here. July 1st is the first official day, but he's actually going to come here in June and try to get kind of a head start on things before Lanita leaves. So
right.
I'm excited about that.
Fantastic. So that'll be taking place. We hope to be able to get an interview with him here pretty soon as well. Let's talk about Lynn Boyd. Dr. Boyd has been appointed as Dean of Science and Mathematics at Arkansas State University. Your thoughts on Dr. Boyd and what she'll bring?
Well, she's also brings a lot of great experience. She was at Middle Tennessee State University, a school not unlike ours. It's always great to see someone who has kind of worked their way up through the fields of academia, starting as assistant associate full professor later on. She has a lot of really good experience with student research projects, and that's something that's a hallmark at Arkansas State University. Our students, unlike at a lot of research universities, have a tremendous opportunity to interact with our faculty outside the classroom, inside the laboratory, out in the field doing research. Mm-hmm. And she's got a lot of experience doing that as well. You know, as I said earlier on, our remediation factors that our students are facing when they come in here, reading is one of them, and mathematics is another one of them. So many of students come in here who are deficient in math skills, and math is one of her departments. And she has a really good sense about how we can change the trajectory for math in our students here at Arkansas State. So I'm excited about that as well.
And I would think that also, kind of branching that out into the area schools with STEAM and STEM projects and all that, focus on getting more women and girls involved in that, that has to help as well.
Well, it's something that we always pay attention to when we're making leadership decisions like this, is diversity, because of the impact that it has on people who are in those colleges.
Sure.
And something that we're very strongly interested in, we know we have a new engineering dean coming in as well. Abhijit Bhattacharya is coming in to lead our College of Engineering. And he and I have talked a lot about trying to figure out ways to increase diversity, not just in race, but also in gender in engineering. And with Lynn, we'll be doing the same thing with science and mathematics. What is it that will make us more attractive to female students and minority students around the state to come here to feel like this is a place that welcomes them? Because I think we are. We just have to get that message out.
And I think that you'll have two powerhouses there in those, with Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya and also Dr. Boyd. They're being able to help. And I've seen that Dr. Bhattacharya has been back in Jonesboro numerous times talking with, getting to know the community. Of course, he understands some of the challenges because he's been in Arkansas for, 17, 18 years. But also just kind of meeting with workforce and others, and that's important to be able to, even though he starts July 1, he's kind of like what you say with Dr. Utter, kind of hitting the ground running and trying to kind of get that before he starts July 1.
Yeah, earlier this month we had him come in and speak with leaders in industry who live and work here in the Jonesboro area, and their concern from day one when I got here was about the inability to hire our engineers because we don't have enough engineers graduating from Arkansas State. You know, on average we could hire, or local industry leaders have told us they would hire about 300 engineers a year, and we're graduating 65 or 70 engineers a year. So there's a huge gap between what is needed in the workforce and what we're providing. And so Abhijit came to meet with those industry leaders this past month, and we'll continue having that conversation to see how we can partner more with those private entities, because they have they have significant needs, and we have the wherewithal to meet those needs. And so it's just a matter of our needs matching at the cross point.
And I think that engineering program is just, like, well, all the other programs, just phenomenal. But it's something that I think as more people learn about what Arkansas State has to offer, I would think that that growth is going to come.
The idea is that agriculture and engineering were vital parts of the formation of our university. And to build those two colleges back up by separating them, it was one of those things, but we adding by dividing. By dividing those two colleges up, we actually made both of those entities stronger. And engineering has huge capacity here in the state as our manufacturing enterprises expand tremendously here. It's one of the things that surprised me the most here when I moved to Arkansas was first off, rice production. I didn't realize how big a deal rice was in Arkansas. But the industry in this area, especially in Northeast Arkansas, is just tremendous. And there's a tremendous opportunity for our students to graduate with engineering degrees and get a job in those in that industry, and jobs that pay very well and allow us to keep our young people here in the state and in this region.
As people hear this, graduation takes place today, as people hear this interview. And I know it's something that you always enjoy, kind of maybe a little bit sad for you to see students move on in a way, but also a sense of pride as well, because you hear a lot of stories. And I think our R.E. Lee Wilson Award winner, Thomas Hammaker, is one of those examples where you have people who are, you know, they're maybe the first in their family to go to college, really do a good job, you know, be able to get involved, plug in, do well, graduate with honors and all that. Just some really special stories. People who are taking online classes, you know, and they're juggling families and non-traditional students and all of that. So many talented students that are doing so many great things, and they get a chance to graduate today.
It's graduation is a day filled with thousands of stories. We'll graduate over 1,200, 1,300 students today. And each one of those is a unique story. Thomas is a particularly great story because a small town kid who changed tremendously when he came to Arkansas State University. And he's not from this region. He actually came down from South Arkansas. And his interaction with our faculty and our staff when he got here changed who he was. He talks about that a lot, how he's a different person. And that's what university does. University is all about changing people's lives, and it changed Thomas's life forever. And by the way, he's changed our lives. And so Thomas is someone I met during my job interview, and he and I shared a couple of great little moments that I talk about periodically. And those are stories that just never leave you. And so I'm touched continuously by these young people who are coming into our lives and trusting their futures with us, which puts a lot of, you know, burden and feelings of responsibility on my shoulders to make sure they have a great experience here. One of our students who's graduating just recently had a little baby, and she's one of our master's students, and she's a typical online graduate student who is working and trying to make things make, and she's got a family, and she's trying to make things happen, and she's going to graduate. She's been interacting with me, and she actually wants to carry her child across the stage at graduation. You may see that on Saturday when you're there at the arena. It's amazing to see these stories. Every one of those kids walk across the stage has a story. You know, sometimes graduation is seen as a very solemn affair, and some presidents like to say, hey, no yelling or screaming, and let's keep it quiet. But for some people, it's a tremendous celebration, and this is, they're the first person in their family who's graduated, or the first person who's got a shot at the American dream because of their having been able to go to Arkansas State. And so we like to celebrate that. We do like to be, you know, we like it to be formal as possible. There are moments when you'll see somebody break out in a huge celebration, and you have to embrace that as well.
And that's Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU.